Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Twanda Black, your host, and joining me this morning is Kimberly Harris Goode, and she has this great foundation called the Harris Goode Foundation. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Twanda. Thanks for having me again.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Tell us about the Harris Goode Foundation.
Well, this is our foundation that my husband and I co-founded. We have a special needs child, and what we found is just the frustrations and so much effort we had to put into finding the right therapies and such for our child. And so we started this chapter of our foundation to help other parents that might be experiencing the same sort of journeys on finding resources and referrals and therapies for their child.
Because, you know, it's so much stuff out there. And
it is.
You know, we went through with my husband's daughter, you know, ADHD and some other little issues going on, and we had to go through a few doctors before we got the right one.
Oh, absolutely. You could go through several diagnoses, several practitioners. And one thing I do try to tell some of my people is the internet can be your friend and it could be your enemy.
Because
you could look up something and be totally off base. So the best thing to do first is early intervention. The earlier you start seeing something, I know you. Your initial reaction, you want to deny.
Right.
And it's very hard to really recognize something is wrong. But once you get past that point, early intervention is really the key to success for your child.
That's right. And I, you know, I say this all the time. My husband's daughter, her mother, kept saying, "Oh, it's nothing wrong with my child. She's just a little special."
Yeah.
And it hurt her. We didn't get diagnosed until we got her. Because
right.
I was like, "Honey, this is not helping her schoolwork, her personal life, her, you know, her confidence. We got to figure this thing out. We got to go forth." And so, we did. And still, now that she's back with her mother, we don't think her mother's following through on treatment.
Right. And studies and statistics show most children do not get diagnosed until first or second grade when they're in some sort of a formal education setting and the teacher is advising the parents.
Right.
We were lucky enough where we had our child in daycare that someone pulled me aside and said, "You know, I don't think your son is talking as much as he should. He's not interacting like he should. I really think you should, you know, just check it out." And so we started with Babies Can't Wait, which I recommend to everybody, and then move forward from there. And depending on what county you have, there's special education services. Most counties have them, and they will direct you how to move forward. So our son started actually at the age of 3. And so he was getting services at age 3. And I think that's made a tremendous result in the person that Cortland is now.
That's better than most. I mean, when we got our daughter, she was 10. We didn't get the diagnosis till 11.
Right. Yeah.
So
and that's mostly
that's way far
once
down
they
the
get
road.
Into a formal school setting that the teachers or the school psychologists, you're going to start getting the emails. You're going to start getting, you know, I used to joke with my friends. I said, "Girl, they got me on phone blast." You know, in
dial.
The beginning, you know. You know, the caller did this. He did this.
Yeah.
He pulled someone's hair, and he kicked this person, and he ran around, and So you're going to get all of that, but you just got to, you know, just take a deep breath and just breathe through it. So we're hoping through our foundation that we're providing resources and referrals. Knowledge is key.
Yeah.
Knowledge is power. Once you're armed with some knowledge, get the help that you need to get for your child.
And so, you know, if you would, as a parent, talk to other parents, you know, that this is not a reflection of you as a parent.
Absolutely not.
And, so that,
and you're
that's what
go
kills
that.
Them sometimes.
You're
going
to go
that,
through that.
Yeah, I'm so embarrassed. It's a reflection. People are going, what are people going to think
right.
about
there's
me?
There's a stigma,
yeah,
especially in the African-American culture. There definitely is a stigma with special ed. You know, there was a radio host who I won't mention, supposedly he was making fun of some special needs children recently, and there was a big backlash. There is a stigma. There is a stigma to it. But what you have to do is just say, "Look, I have to look for the benefit of my child," and get over it. And, you know, we've had our pity parties. I'm not going to say that we just stood up there and we were strong soldiers and we just said, "Hey, you know, I cried my tears." And, you know, we went through several practitioners and therapists. But the thing is, you have to look ahead and see, how am I providing the best care for my child? Because look at it this way. If your child skinned his knee, you would tend to it, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't leave it bleeding and, you know, then it's going to get infected and you don't have a Band-Aid. So just think of it. This is, your child is bleeding inside.
Yeah.
And so he needs some sort of help there, some sort of guidance. And a lot of times it's not a reflection on the parents. We went through that with our family, especially in the African-American culture, you know, oh, that child, you know, he's running your house. You know, he just don't know how to behave. You need to tell him to sit down and be quiet.
Yeah.
And that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
There's a medical issue going on.
Right.
And you're really doing a disservice to your child by not addressing that.
Absolutely. And that's what I said. How long would you have let that go on?
Right.
Until they're an adult and then people are going, what's wrong with that kid? You know,
and there are adults
now,
that
right?
are like that. So you
right.
could, I can tell.
Yeah.
I work with various different people. And I was like, oh, you didn't get therapy, huh?
Well, and the thing
yeah.
is, once they become adults, for some of them, there's nothing you can do at that point.
At that
You've
point,
You've got
correct.
To do it while they're children. You've got to handle the therapy and the courses of action while they're kids. Because when they become adults and they know they're adults and they're like, you can't tell me what to do.
Right, and the brain has developed at that point.
Yes.
I mean, studies have shown as well, you know, there's a window of opportunity there.
Exactly.
And so the brain is still developing. Try to get to your child at that point. I understand a lot of times cost is an issue, you know,
yes.
co-pays
yes,
and
yes.
deductibles, depending on the type of insurance you have. Our foundation, we can give you referrals where there's medical grants. You can get up to $5,000 for your child, whether you have insurance or not. People don't even know about that.
Yeah.
There's several funds and referrals and resources out there, but you got to take your time to look. And I always tell people, look, if you can look and see what club, you know, who's going to be here and what movie you're going to see at 7:10, you can take an hour and sit down and look at some services for your child.
That's right. That's right. And you've got to stick to it. There has to be consistency and persistence.
It has to be consistent. I mean,
you
we're still learning.
You cannot give up.
Yeah. Even though we do this foundation event, this is our 7th year.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we're doing this event, I'm still learning stuff.
Yeah.
And we're very proud this year. We've grown, and we have certain organizations that we're bringing that people never heard of. And so we're very happy to kind of bring this to our attendees to say, hey, you're not alone.
That's right.
You are not alone in this. There is a community here. You know, Hillary Clinton, I think, made the statement about, you know, it takes a village. Well, with special needs child, it takes two villages.
Exactly. You better know it.
You know, maybe three. But, you know, you do need that community there, because even as I was speaking to my pastor at church, we're looking at starting special needs ministry at our church. So many people I've met do not attend church because they cannot
exactly.
bring their child.
Exactly.
And I think that's just such a disservice.
Yeah.
And, you know, even just personally speaking, when in the beginning with our son, my husband would go to the 8 o'clock service and I'd stay home. And then I'd go to 11 o'clock service, and then he'd stay home
mm-hmm.
with our child.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the one thing a family should do is be able to go to church together
right.
and to worship together.
Right, right.
And so these are things that people just don't think about. You know, even with a babysitter, we can't hire Becky down the street
sure
for $8 an hour.
Not
we can't.
Work.
You know, mm-hmm. we need a person that's trained,
right.
a person that will understand your child.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, there are different aspects. We have to handle things a little differently, but it's not incomparable. It's not something that
not
cannot
impossible.
Be conquered.
Right.
It can be, you just need a little more time and
mm-hmm.
a little more effort. And if you have a gateway to resources, then you'll find people. Oh, okay, I know this one. Yeah, she could do it.
Yeah.
And I know this person. And that's what we're trying to do with our foundation, is bridge that gap between the therapeutic practitioners, the special needs attorneys, the IEP advocates, and just the community all around.
Right.
Because you do need that support.
You certainly do.
It's a very lonely life if you don't have it.
Absolutely. And I had a parent tell me that, she said, my family, we feel like we're in prison.
Yeah.
We're imprisoned by this one child.
Right. And that's true. In the
yeah.
beginning, we felt
yeah.
that way. I mean, we stopped going to Thanksgiving dinner at my sister's.
Mm-hmm.
We stopped. You know, we had Christmas separately. You do. But you have, that's just something you just have to go through and then explain to your family what the issues are
right.
and explain to them, you know, he's going to run around,
mm-hmm.
you know, so put your china up and
right.
don't have
put
the glasses out
away.
And that kind of thing, because, it's going to be harder.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I would just stop going because I just found myself just running behind him.
Yeah.
Just put this down. Don't do this. Don't do that. So
and you don't want anybody else to really say anything because they don't
right.
understand.
Right. I can emulate with that person. I can sympathize with her because she probably did feel like she was in a prison, but that's because she didn't have a community
and
around.
She didn't have resources. Yeah.
Correct.
But she's getting there now. I'm going to refer her to the event. But tell us about the Harris Good Foundation event that's happening on November 14th.
You know, as I said, we're very excited. We have some new organizations that are coming. We've decided to partner up with a program called Best Buddies, actually started by a member of the Kennedy family. And what they do is they want to promote inclusion.
Yes.
And so what they do is it's high school kids as well as college students who may have a special need, see a developmental disabled person in their class or in that school. And so what they do is they set up events, usually monthly. It could be bowling. It could be going to the movies. It could even just be going to the mall. Mm-hmm. But they say, hey, you know, so these kids are part of the group and participate in activities. And we're just really excited about that. And unfortunately, Georgia, it's maybe three states that do not have a national office for this program. Mm-hmm. And I think that's just such a disservice.
Yes.
Because I looked, even Hawaii has it. I said, how does Hawaii have it
right.
and Georgia
and
doesn't have
right.
it? And so we're providing this platform to them for this event so they can bring awareness and hopefully get the funds together that they need to set up an office here in Georgia. But I think that's just a great thing that they're doing. And I just think of my own son when he gets to middle school and high school.
Yes.
You know, it's all
he's
about
need
peers.
A buddy. Yeah,
yeah, it's all about friends at that level. Elementary, yeah, they still kind of want mommy and daddy around, but middle and high school, it's all
different.
About the friends
That's
and
right.
who they are and
yes,
who's popular
yes.
and this sort of thing.
Yes.
And so I love that, you know, because they may look at my son and say, I don't want to hang out with him, you know. And so I really like that they're having this. We also have a company called If I Need Help, and she's won an award through Autism Speaks. And what she's done is devise a kind of like a chip, almost kind of like what they do for the pets when the pets are lost. And these would be for children who are, I would say, from moderate to severe autistic.
Right, right.
And they can put it in their backpack. You can even embed it maybe in some of their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of like a GPS. So God forbid if they would ever wander away or are lost, that they can be found.
Mm-hmm.
And she has some patents, I believe, that are pending on that. But these are just things that people would not know about. And so we're very excited this year. We are still inviting the public. I've collaborated a panel of experts. There'll be a special needs attorney there. There'll be an IEP advocate. There'll be a special needs tutor. We have Christy Smith, Executive Director of Georgia Special Education. So we have people there that other people may not have access to. And this will be your opportunity to address your questions or concerns to the panel and get some help or resources for your child. And I always make a joke about copays. You know, I pay a ton of copays. I'm still paying them. and so this is a free event. There's no copays.
Right.
And you will have access to these professionals that you may not have access to.
Mm-hmm.
We've also invited parent mentors from different counties. You know, I'm from New York, so we had three counties back home. There's Nassau, Suffolk, and the Tri-State area. Okay, Georgia's got 99,000 counties.
For real.
And so we've tried to reach out to a number of them, but we're trying to get people on the outskirts because we're finding that those are the people where the services are very, very limited.
Right.
And so we're hoping that they can come in. I know it may be a little hike, but they can come into Atlanta and get some access to these people, get access to some referrals and resources that they probably would never know about. And so, as I said, we're just excited this year. We keep growing. This is our seventh year, and we're just simply just trying to help people. This is my husband and I's way of giving back to the community, and our title this year is Our Children's Past is Not Their Future.
Amen. That's great.
And, you know, we just – I can just give you so many examples of people that – you know, I've seen just come up through the years and, you know, with proper therapy, and the therapy, too, I must say, Tawanda, should not stop at the doctor's office.
Right.
You need to do that at home
mm-hmm.
because they can't have a structured environment at school and go to therapy, and then at home they're running crazy.
It's crazy, right.
That's not going to work.
So you've got
to be diligent within yourself. And I know you're tired, and I know you've worked all day, and you're like, Lord, I just can't give anymore. But you got to reach in and somewhere find that and you know, include all those suggestions, because then you're just wasting your time and your money. Include all of those things that the therapists are giving you. Do it at home.
Do the homework. That's right.
With the homework and such. You know, we're just trying to help people the best ways we can. If I don't know someone, or if I don't know a resource, I can find somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody, and I'll get back to you.
Well, Kim, tell everybody how they can be a part, where is it going to be held, what time, and, you know, where they should come.
It's going to be held again at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead, Atlanta. They've been very gracious to us. Brian Edelman completely embraces our cause and our mission of what we're doing, and so we really want to thank Intercontinental. It's going to be Saturday, November 14th. It's from 1 to 4. It's just an afternoon, and I'm labeling it as a day of education, inspiration, and information. And I guarantee you'll get one of the three. You
or
may even
three.
Get all three. But you will get one of the three. You will either education, you will get some sort of information, and definitely some inspiration to see how other people have persevered and are handling this thing. And, you know, it's not easy. And we could have a pity party, you know. We're not dealing with brain cancer. We're not dealing with something that's terminal. I understand that. But it's still a day-to-day thing that parents go through, and it needs to be addressed.
It is. Tell folks how they can. They need to register, right?
They can register through our website. Our website is www.hgf, that's Harry George Frank, wecare.com. As I said, it's a free event, just your time and parking. But there's no tickets or anything sold. So it's www.hgfwecare.com. And come to me personally. My name is Kim. My husband's name is Corey. And we'll personally shake your hand. And if you have an individual question or concern, you can come to us or one of our volunteers, and we'll make sure that we'll address it to the proper personnel and get you the help that you need.
All right. All right. Fantastic. And a great event, great service. As I've been through it with foster kids and as well as with my husband's daughter, it's an interesting thing. It really is.
You really have to stick to it. Nothing I asked for. I just wanted a baby.
Right. Exactly.
I wasn't expecting all of this. But, you know, my husband and I were talking one day, and we said, you know, nobody asked for this. Mm-hmm. But the people that we've come across and the people that we've met during this journey, God has us doing this for a reason.
That's right.
And we've met some wonderful, wonderful people that really have embraced us, and we're just so ever grateful, including you, that you're kind enough to give us this opportunity as well. So, you know, nobody asked for this, but there must be a reason why we were given this.
That's right.
And so this is our way of dealing with it. And as I said, we're always learning. Every day we're learning something new, something new therapy is coming out, or a new treatment, or a new organization. And we're just trying to give it a platform and some awareness.
Absolutely. The Harris Good Foundation event, November 14th. 1 to 4 p.m. at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. And give that website one more time.
It's www.hgfwecare, there's no space or anything, .com. And we'd like to see you there November 14th.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tawanda. Thanks again.